Israeli government than they would under Palestinian authority or government. Sorry to say it, but that's the truth. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. That's the best we could do in about 10 or 11 minutes. I hope you'll become a partner and send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you, be a blessing, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice for the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. And we're going to be talking about that document that makes America different than any other country, any other government in the world. And that is our Constitution, which limits the power of the central government so men can be free. Pastor Whitney, thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Oh, it's my privilege, Dr. Stan. It's always a blessing to be on your show and to be able to share these things, because I know if we are going to see a restoration in America, that is, if we're going to see a recovery of the true republic founded by those who crafted our founding documents, we need citizens of every walk of life, citizens who will, first of all, understand these principles themselves, come to have a working knowledge of the founding documents, and then have an understanding of the worldview, which I think is one of the aspects that is often neglected, even with groups that are doing good work in terms of teaching the content of the Constitution. What's almost more critical is to understand the context in which the Constitution was constructed. That is a biblical worldview of law and government. And that's what we're so excited about, as thousands of Americans are taking up their understanding of these things by utilizing the courses that we put together at Institute on the Constitution. And we know that liberty is a precious commodity, and it is not something that runs on autopilot. In other words, if we as citizens just sit back and say, well, you know, we've got the founding documents, they'll take care of it, we could just go our merry way and pay no attention to what's happening, we will lose liberty. In fact, our founders assured us that anyone who wants to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization wants what never was and never will be, is what Thomas Jefferson said. So citizens who are educated on these matters and who therefore have a standard by which to measure everything that is being promised them by the government, everything that's being done by the government, everything that's being stated by candidates who are asking for their vote at the election, those citizens who understand and hold to the same principles of our founders are the key to restoring liberty in our land. And we are, as you have shared on many shows, Dr. Stan, we are way, way beyond the danger point in terms of losing liberty in this land. And it's time to wake up and to reassert what our rights are that are given to us by God. They're not given to us by government. They're not a privilege of the government. No, they're given to us by God. And really, the only purpose for which human civil government exists, as our Declaration of Independence clearly states, is to secure and protect those God-given rights. That's their job. And if we don't hold them to that job, or if we don't expect that that's what they will do, believe me, they'll do whatever they please, and tyranny will be the result. Well, we've been walking through the Bill of Rights, which it's important to remember, our founders were not content to just rest on the seven articles of our Constitution. They knew it was good, but it was not enough. They wanted further restrictions on the powers that they were granting to this general government that we call the federal government. Therefore, they crafted this Bill of Rights to further restrict the powers of that federal government.
Well, Sydney, our guest this evening is Pastor David Whitney. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, we have more freedom in America than at least we did than any other people. But we're rapidly losing that freedom because there really are people who want a dictatorship. And they have simply negated the various foundations of our Constitution, expanding the power of government over our lives in violation of what that Constitution guarantees us. We'll be back in a moment with Pastor David Whitney.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments... nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is Pastor David Whitney. We're simply talking about the Bill of Rights. And you really need to know your Constitution. Basically, it stipulates that certainly that we cannot take away our right to keep and bear arms. Certainly, this is an inherent right. And David has gone through the various amendments, certainly the first through the seventh. And are we in the sixth? We're in the sixth amendment now. Mm-hmm. Oh, so basically, go right ahead. What does the Sixth Amendment guarantee us?
So when we are accused of having committed a criminal offense, and that's different than the civil offense. The civil offense is what the Seventh Amendment deals with, which is cases between two individuals. When someone says, I'm going to sue you, well, they're talking about a civil case. The criminal case is when the government accuses you of having violated some aspect of the criminal code, whether federal criminal code or state criminal code. And the Sixth Amendment provides us seven protections when we are accused and dragged into court, being accused of having violated the criminal code. The first is that we're guaranteed a speedy trial in that courtroom. In other words, the design of our system was that if you are accused by the government, you very quickly go to trial, a verdict is rendered, and you can get back to your life if you're innocent. If you're guilty, then the punishment will be brought down upon you. But to drag you through a long and, disruptive process whereby you may be incarcerated, you may be out on bail, your whole life is going to be disrupted for a long time, a year longer, before an actual trial is held, before a determination of your guilt or innocence, that's unjust. It's really a wicked scheme to mess your life up, because if you're innocent, we want to get you as quickly as possible through that trial so that you can get back with your life. Likewise, if you're guilty, we just don't want to mess around with you. We want to figure out what the punishment is and bring that punishment down on you. Now, some would argue, well, speedy all depends on the circumstances, but I don't think that's the case. I think our founders clearly had in mind that if you were accused, you would stand trial very quickly. Now, in America today, we know that's rarely the case, that if you're accused of a criminal offense, that often it's months before you have a first hearing, and then after first hearing, it's months more before a trial schedule and the discovery, the length of things that have to take place before you actually stand trial. Almost assured today that this aspect of your guarantee in the Sixth Amendment is violated on a regular basis. And this ought to be a grave concern to all citizens. They ought to be speaking with their state legislature and say, look, there's something desperately wrong with our justice system because it's not following the law. The law says we have a right to a speedy trial, and speedy trials are not what's happening now at the federal level or at the state level. And a lot of the reason why there's this huge backlog in our criminal justice system is the government has criminalized everything. They have made simple things that should have nothing to do with the criminal code. They have labeled them criminal actions. One author who's an attorney in Boston, I believe, Harry Silverstein, has written the book, Three Felonies a Day. There are so many laws on the books that his assertion is the average American is probably violating three of these criminal statutes at the federal level, three of these on average on a day, so that any one of us could be picked up and charged with some criminal offense, whatever ridiculous thing it is, and be dragged through a trial. There's multiple examples we can think of just recently, particularly since 9/11 and things like the Patriot Act. If you have $6,000 on your possession, if I understand what the Patriot Act said, then you're a criminal. What? When did money and holding money in your wallet or in your house or in your car, when did that become a criminal offense? To have cash. Why in the world is cash a criminal offense? Well, that's ridiculous, of course. So there's a multitude of statutes that I believe are the source of why we have this enormous backlog in our judiciary. And what we need legislators, both federal and on the state level, not to go to Congress or to go to our state house and do something. We need them to go and undo enormous injustices that have been done, undo bad legislation, undo things like the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, which again allows them to totally violate the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th Amendment altogether. So we need to have legislators who know what the standard is, this U.S. Constitution, this Bill of Rights, and are willing to act upon it by undoing bad legislation or what our founders called in the Declaration of Independence, pretended legislation. Because in truth, a piece of legislation that violates these elements of our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, they're not law. They're what you might call unlaw. They're the opposite of law. They ought not to be respected as law. They ought not to be acted upon. And we ought to have those in the judiciary who truly uphold their oath and look at the law that handed to them and say, well, that's not law. We're not going to prosecute, or prosecutors as well who refuse to prosecute unlaw pretended legislation. That's what we need in our day. But sadly, the reality is most of those in that profession, in the judicial profession, they go through what I believe is best called unlaw school. It's not studying the Constitution. It's not studying the founders' understanding of law and government. It's studying the socialist view. It's studying the communist view. It's studying the unconstitutional view. In other words, it's unlaw school that they go to, and they develop an expertise in being unlawyers, studying unlaw. And then when they get out, what do they practice? Well, they practice unlaw. And if they get it to make it all the way to the a judgeship, then they act as a judge in unlaw, and their entire career is devoted to the destruction of our constitutional republic, not the preservation of it. So we need lawyers who truly understand what law is, and that's a big task, but it's doable. In fact, we as citizens, when we grasp these principles and understand them, we ought to talk to those friends or people that we are acquainted with who are lawyers and challenge their thinking. Ask them, have they ever read the Constitution? Ask them why this aspect of our Constitution, that we're guaranteed a speedy trial, why it is violated every day in every jurisdiction of our land. Why do they think that is? And if our system's not working, what's the solution? And if they don't have the answer, well, we can say, let me introduce you. Let me take you through this course Institute on the Constitution offers on the U.S. Constitution. Well, that's the first guarantee, a speedy trial. The second is we're guaranteed a public trial. This is so very, very important. Our founders remembered vividly the history of the Star Chamber, which was a court system set up by kings who wanted to do an end run around the court system that allowed public hearings to take place and had juries of fellow citizens who made the determination as to what the law was and to what the guilt or innocent was, and juries that also even made the determination as to what the punishment would be if the person was found guilty. They understood that that the public being in the courtroom, both in the jury box and as audience, is like a disinfectant. It cleanses the courtroom from corruption and graft and bribery and evil doing and injustice. It's a disinfectant, and it's absolutely needed because judges are like other human beings. Fallen sinners who have fallen short of the glory of God, as Scripture says, and who don't have in their own self a righteous bone. They must obtain that righteousness from the Lord Jesus Christ if they place their faith in Him. But if they don't do that, they are not to be trusted with power. We need to be on our guard. And one of the ways that we need to be is to allow public into the courtroom to be a witness for what's taking place. I've had friends who have testified to me that they've seen an enormous difference in the outcome of trials, that they, from preliminary hearings, they could kind of tell what the judge was thinking and where this looked like it was going. But when the courtroom was packed on the day of the trial, the judge acted very differently because he knows the community is watching him. And indeed, we ought to be very actively seeking information on the judges in our community, particularly when they stand either for election or retention election, to evaluate whether they are just, whether they are following the Constitution, whether they even know the Constitution. As I said, they've all gone to unlaw school, so the likelihood is they do not have a understanding of our founders' view of law and government. And I think the publicity of a trial is a helpful thing. I know many jurisdictions refuse to allow cameras in the courtroom. They say, well, that's a travesty and so forth. Well, I don't see that. I think the idea of the public being able to see what's going on there in the courtroom is very important, so important that our founders guaranteed it here in the Sixth Amendment. So that's the second guarantee, a public trial. So there's far less likely to be arbitrary, unfair actions if the press and the public are present. The third guarantee is a jury of the state and of the district wherein the said offense is claimed to have been committed. First of all, we need to understand what they mean by the term jury. Today you will be told by anybody trained in unlaw school that the jury only judges the facts. They cannot judge the law. But that's a lie. Our founders defined the word jury as a body that judges both the law as well as the facts. Don't take my word for it. Go check it out. Webster's 1828 dictionary. Webster wrote that dictionary specifically so that the terms used in our Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and so forth, would be understood by following generations. If those words got twisted and meanings were changed, that the preservation of what it meant in the founding documents could be had by the citizens, and that's Webster's 1828 dictionary. You don't even need to buy it. It's the sixth volume, but you can actually access it online. Get the word jury, and you'll see it says a jury is a body that judges the law as well as the facts. That is, they have a standard by which to evaluate whether something is pretended legislation. And what is that standard? Well, it's twofold. There's the eternal standard of God's law, what our founders called the laws of nature, nature's God, we find in the Bible. And the second standard is the Constitution.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. 8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly why I appreciate it. David is pointing out that it's certainly, if you are in a jury, you're not only to determine, certainly whether the person is guilty or innocent, but you are also to judge the law. If that the law is not constitutional, then, of course, the person should not be convicted. So basically, the purpose of a jury is twofold, to judge guilt or innocence and to interpret the law itself and whether it is a constitutional law. Go right ahead, David.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes. So that's our third guarantee, our third security in the Sixth Amendment when we're accused of a criminal offense. The fourth is that we are guaranteed to be informed of the charges against us with sufficient particularity as well as sufficiently in advance that we may prepare a defense. You see, one of the tricks that the king played again and again in the judicial system is to arrest somebody and throw them in prison and never inform them of the charges and then drag them out of prison to court on a day where they had no preparation. They didn't even know what they were being charged with. This is obviously unjust. A person needs to be able to prepare an adequate defense. They need to be given time to do that, and they need to be informed of what charges are being leveled against them. And yet, our government today has completely gutted this, and the National Defense Authorization Act, they basically say the government can arrest you for any reason, any suspicion of any reason, or whatever they want. They don't have to have any charges against you. They don't have to accuse you of anything specifically that you've done. They just can say, well, we think you're a terrorist. We think you're a terrorist, therefore we believe you're a threat. We're just going to arrest you and throw away the key. We'll never bring any charges against you. We'll never bring you to trial. You're done. You're finished. And by the way, we'll torture you if we feel like it. That's essentially what the National Defense Authorization Act says. It's a criminal piece of unlegislation, I guess it should be called. And I've been amazed to see that there's no hue and cry in Congress to undo this criminal piece of trash. It's not law. It must not be treated as law. But because the American people haven't been outraged enough to bombard their representatives and their senators and demand this be undone. And if it won't be undone, that they'll throw them from their seat in office and despise them as traitors to their country, because that's indeed what everyone who voted for the NDAA is. They are a traitor to the country, and they should be treated as traitors. They have violated their oath of office and have destroyed our constitutional protection. And exactly the reason why there's no hue and cry is, well, the average American citizen doesn't know the Sixth Amendment, doesn't know the fourth protection of the Sixth Amendment, and thinks, well, we're fine, you know. The government would never do anything bad to me. I have nothing to hide. Well, there's a good reason in history to show that when governments turn tyrannical, as our government certainly has, that you do have much to be afraid of if the government decides it's no longer going to follow the rules. In fact, you might not call it a government anymore, because the word government means obedience to a system of law. Well, what is the supreme law of the land? Article 6 of our Constitution says the supreme law of the land is this U.S. Constitution and laws made in pursuance thereof. In other words, laws that are constitutional. That's the supreme law of our land. And so if you have a bunch of people violating the supreme law of the land, what do you have? But not just once violating the supreme law of land, they are repeatedly violating the supreme law of land. And it's not just one of them, it's a cabal. A group of them have conspired together to violate the supreme law of the land. I mean, you might describe that as, well, a group of criminals that have gathered together and conspired together. Well, that sounds like a mafia, you know? And I know that there's a fellow who's written a book called The Federal Mafia. Indeed, we have a government that is acting criminally, and we, the people, are the only constitutional police force that can bring them to bear and stop them from acting criminally. But we can only do that when we know the standard ourselves and when we inform our friends and neighbors and a widening, ever-widening circle of fellow citizens of these things. So our fourth protection under the Sixth Amendment, be informed of the charges against us with sufficient particularity and in advance with sufficient time to prepare a defense. Our fifth protection involves the ability to confront and cross-examine accusers. This whole thing in our day of of making accusations anonymously, you know, a phone tip. Somebody calls in a phone tip anonymously accusing you of whatever, you know. Well, they anonymously accuse you of spanking your children. And so Department of Child Protective Services shows up at your door demanding admittance, demanding they interview the child. So, wait a minute. This is not right. This is a violation of this very principle. If someone accuses me of wrongdoing, of breaking the law, I have an opportunity. This guarantee here in the Sixth Amendment says I must have an opportunity in a public courtroom to cross-examine them and their testimony to see if they are lying.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
But here. And Chris David is talking about certainly in the trial why, of course, the accused should have the right to question those who are accusing him. But the other thing is that certainly if people get up before the court and they lie, that's perjury and they should be prosecuted. The trouble is that we don't seem to do that very often now. We have court cases all the time where people get up and lie and they're never charged with perjury. And basically, our legal system doesn't work unless there is a moral foundation. And yet, and if people who are actually lying to the jury, lying to the court, are not punished for their lies. Well, before we go on, David, I want you to tell our our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can get one of your courses, and begin studying and understanding our Constitution, because this key to taking America back is certainly to have people who understand our Constitution, understand that it has been eroded, understand that there's a small group of very evil people, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, who are actually circumventing our constitutional guarantees of individual freedom. And until people understand that, we will continue losing our freedom. And if we do not simply convince the American people what's going on, why then certainly freedom as we know it will soon cease to exist. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, thank you. Yes, we have put together what we call a host kit because we know it's kind of intimidating for someone to think about teaching the Constitution themselves, but we've done that. We've put together 12 lectures on DVD and a student manual that's a detailed outline of each of those lectures with test questions related to each one and homework reading assignments and everything the student needs. But in addition, we put together a host manual instructing the person leading the class, giving them the answer to all the test questions, giving them ideas about conducting the class and trying to help them as smoothly as possible put together a course that's going to help train fellow citizens with the worldview of our founders regarding law and government, give them a working knowledge of the Declaration, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, as well as subsequent amendments. And it's very encouraging, Dr. Santu. I was talking with a host out in Western Ohio this week, and this season, that is from about September right up to this point in time when a lot of classes are graduating, there's about 500 students who are taking our Institute on the Constitution courses in that area of southwestern Ohio, approximately. And very encouraging. I'm going to be going out there and graduating a number of those hundreds of students next month. But that's happening all over the country. People are waking up to the fact that something is desperately wrong and are gaining an idea that it has something to do with our founding documents. And we offer a course that teaches our founders' worldview, and I would contend that that is extremely important because if you don't understand the why, if you just try to understand the how, you miss an important foundational principle of it that is essential. So our course, I think, is unique in doing that. But people can get a hold of a host kit to conduct a U.S. Constitution course either by calling us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or if they prefer, they could go to our website, and our website is all one word, theamericanview.com, theamericanview.com, and you'll see the button there for courses. You click that and you can then click the U.S. Constitution course. You'll see that we also offer a course on the jury, some of the principles I've been talking about this hour. We do a lot more elaborate understanding of them and the history behind it, English common law, and even before that. So there's the jury course, and then we have our first state constitution course, Maryland, but we're working on other state constitution courses, and we'll be launching additional courses there. But if you go to our website, theamericanview.com, click on courses, and then you'll see the courses that we offer as DVD packages. And these are designed to be turnkey kits, that everything you need to conduct a class. You don't need any expertise, any prior knowledge of any of the subject matter in order to conduct the class. And I know one of the fears that many people have when they're launching out in this is that someone's going to raise their hand and ask a difficult question that they do not have the answer to. And maybe even if they've gone through all of our lectures don't provide that specific answer because we don't cover every detail, but we give a working knowledge of our founding documents. And at Institute on the Constitution, we're committed to being a support for the host who's conducting the class on the ground. And we tell our host, if a question comes up you don't have the answer to, say, that's an excellent question. I'd like to give you an answer to that, and next week I will have an answer for you. And then either call us or email us. We will do our best to get you an answer within that seven-day period so that by the time your class meets again, you can say, that excellent question last week, here's the answer that we received from Institute on the Constitution. We'd like to share that with you. And that that relieves and gives a lot of pressure off the host. He doesn't need to be an expert. He's facilitating the class and drawing the people together. And we've seen many, many churches doing this. And increasingly, I'm encouraged, Dr. Stan, because up to a couple years back, most pastors were very resistant, it seemed. But that seems to be changing because I'm meeting more and more pastors. I'm talking with a pastor over in Delaware this week, and very encouraged by his response and his desire to have this in his church and be training people. So there's a change, I think, because maybe pastors are as well are waking up. Maybe we're seeing that take place, and that's very encouraging as well. So either you can call us toll-free at Institute, 1-866-730-9796, or you can go to our website, theamericanview.com. But either way, it is imperative that everyone take action. If we are going to recover liberty, if we're going to restore our republic, it takes everyone taking their action. And this is something that everyone can do. I mean, not maybe everyone can't run for office or everyone can't do certain functions, but everyone can do this, even if it's just a group of a dozen or smaller group than that of people that gather in your living room or, you know, a small group that gathers at church. Even if it's a small group, don't let that discourage you, because small beginnings are what bring about big changes. And you never know the people you impact. I had a gal who took the course with me on a cruise that I did back in March this year. And she went back to her hometown, and it's a small town, but she got her mayor and she got her sheriff in that small class. She only had maybe a half dozen people, but she had some of the most significant and most important people in her community studying the Constitution. And she told me later that she saw the sheriff, and I think it was a county fair or whatever. The sheriff came up and gave her a big hug and said, "Thank you. Thank you for doing that course. That was so enlightening, and it helped me so much to understand what my job needs to be as a sheriff." So you can make a huge impact in your own community, even if it isn't a huge number of people. But we all need to take action, or else we're going to see liberty slip between our fingers here in these United States.
Now, what is the telephone number again that people would call?
The telephone number for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796.
One more time.
866-730-9796.
And let me encourage you, ladies and gentlemen, get a kit to begin to learn how to do this. Something you can do, certainly, to begin to turn this whole situation around. But if we don't know what we believe in, how can we possibly hope to preserve it? You need to understand our Constitution, which is the very foundation of this nation, because the Constitution was built upon biblical principles. And, of course, it concludes with certainly a praise to God. Go right ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, so our fifth protection is that we have the ability to confront and cross-examine accusers, as people who come in to witness against us. Well, the corollary to that, the opposite, is the sixth protection. We have the power of the subpoena, and that is the power to force someone to come and witness on our behalf. That is, witness for the defense. And this power means that, well, we'll be able to disrupt somebody's life and force them to come into court on that particular day the trial is being held, because we know their testimony, their witness, is critical to justice being done on our behalf. And as citizens, we ought to be willing and not resist subpoenas, because that subpoena is, if it's done correctly, is going to help produce justice in the community, because our testimony, our witness, is needed there. So not only to confront those who are accusing us, but also the power to bring people into court that will testify on our behalf. And perhaps that's the idea of the subpoena. Even if they are unwilling to do so, we must have the power to be able to do that. In other words, to have a fair trial, all sides of the argument presented have to be examined. All witnesses who have relevant facts to share with the court need to be brought in. And this is one of the tragedies that is taking place in our day, is that judges have taken upon themselves the power to determine what people can be witnesses, what arguments can be presented in court, even what evidence can be presented. And This is a tyrannical act on the part of judges. They should not have the power to do that. The defense team, whether one attorney or more, and the person being accused, they should be able to call in whatever witnesses they choose, and they should be able to present whatever arguments they desire. For example, one of the arguments that regularly attorneys are told they cannot present is the argument that the jury has the right to judge the law. Most judges in most courtrooms in America will strike down an attorney that makes such an argument, and that attorney will actually, in most states, be threatened with disbarment. He'll lose his whole career. He'll lose his profession if he dares mention the word jury. According to our founders, means the jury judges the law as well as the facts. Now, what's wrong with that picture? Why should they be threatened with telling the truth to the jury, so the jury could do their job, the job that our founders said the jury was supposed to do? There's something very, very corrupt, something stinking deeply in our judicial system, that that's the reality in most jurisdictions. And like I said, there's one state that has changed that, and we pray that many other states would follow suit in that regard. But if you are able to bring in all the witnesses and you're able to present the arguments, the best arguments that you and your team think are in your favor, then you have the best probability that justice will be done in your case. Now, the seventh protection is also that you have the guarantee of an assistance of counsel. You have a right to a qualified attorney, and that might even mean at the state's expense if you cannot afford an attorney. The idea here is that the legal system is, and perhaps this is one of our problems, but the legal system is so highly structured that you need to know all the ins and outs, and you need to know what's taking place. And, of course, they're using language in a way that the average person won't understand what's going on, and what does it mean, plead this, and what does it mean that a motion is made here. You need somebody who's kind of got the roadmap. And, you know, this is what lawyers in law school spend a whole lot of time studying. What's the roadmap in the courtroom? What's the proper procedure and the proper protocol? And if you make one small mistake that they have nothing to do with your guilt or innocence, then all of a sudden, you lose. And that, there's a great deal of doubt whether that is a good system. But nonetheless, because we are under such a system today, you really need help in most cases. I know friends of mine who are committed to doing pro se, that is going into court representing themselves, but I dare say they've got a difficult job given the climate in the courtroom and the animosity towards them from the get-go simply for representing themselves. So you have that right. You could obviously choose to waive that right, but a right to counsel that can help you and advise you as to the best strategy for your defense if you're accused criminally. In America, many, many people are in jail who don't belong there. Many people who've committed offenses, particularly with drugs, possession of various amounts of this, that, or the other drug, that are not violent offenders, who have not committed any violent act, and yet they sit behind bars because our justice system and our statutes that have been passed are criminalizing things that ought not to be criminalized. That is, they shouldn't be felonies. Maybe they need to be misdemeanors, so there's some fine connected with them or something, but not to the level of incarcerating the largest proportion of any population in the world. In other words, America has more people in jail per capita than any other country in the world. That's shocking. Why is that? Well, part of it is the Sixth Amendment is not being followed in the courtrooms of America. And these seven protections that we are guaranteed here, speedy trial, public trial, a jury of the state and district, be informed of the charges, confront and cross-examine accusers, have the power of subpoena to force witnesses to testify in your defense, and the assistance of counsel is usually there, but a right to a qualified attorney. But much of this is not being followed. So our judicial system is, by and large, out of tune with our Bill of Rights. This is something that not only should be a grave concern, but something we ought to be speaking with lawyers, judges, those who represent us in our state capitol, and those who represent us in Congress because they have the ability to change this system, to change this climate in our criminal justice system. Americans, by and large, have had the attitude, you know, they've done the crime, do the time. They want to be hard on crime. But the real problem is that much that ought not to be criminalized has been criminalized. And, you know, not that I am in any way advocating the use of drugs. They're destructive to people. But what is even more destructive than the drugs themselves is this war on drugs that strips people of the protection that our Constitution put in place, protection of our God-given rights, and instead turns the government into a money-making machine. We'll just suspect you of this, that, or the other thing in terms of drugs. We're going to take away your property, even though the trial hasn't been held yet. The injustices that are being done in the war on drugs demonstrate that the war on drugs is really not a war on drugs. It's a war against our Constitution, a war to destroy our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, to destroy the kind of protections that we ought to have. And I've forgotten who was talking about the issue of asset seizure rules that usually mean the police that seize somebody's property because there's some suspicion of drugs or some connection with it. They seize that property and they get a cut of it. You know, when it's all said and done, they get a cut of that money. They get a cut of the property that's been taken from the citizen. And that just motivates them to skirt the rules and to seek to criminalize every activity they can because they are profiting. Their police department gets more money. And what you have is, you know, a modern day version of highway robbers. But the highway robbers wind up being the police force instead of protecting our God-given rights.
Well, it's unfortunate, but it's all because we've turned against the Constitution. Our people don't understand the Constitution. It's time we took America back. Our guest this evening, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Pastor David Whitney. And basically, David feels as strongly as I do that we're not going to be able to maintain our freedom unless our people understand our Constitution and are willing to stand on it and demand that this is the law of the land. It is what should be the foundation of our system of government. David Whitney, thank you very much for being with us. We'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out there that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you are in a position to help us maintain our network of stations, we do 5 hours of talk radio 5 days a week, and as a result, we're reaching people all across America, all across the world, but quite frankly, we do need your help to maintain. It would be nice at the end of this year we could break even and certainly get away from some of the money we've had to borrow to maintain our network of stations. And as I've told you, neither Barbara, my wife, nor I take a salary. We do what we do, certainly 10, 12 hours a day, because we think America is worth trying to save. Do you? Well, first of all, if you want to understand what's going on, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. We have a 4-CD set on the secret government, a 4-CD set on secret societies, and these will really help you to understand what's going on. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, you see the great effort to focus our attention on the problems going on over in the Middle East today, or certainly in the South China Sea and the conflict between Japan and China. But what you don't understand is a lot of this is simply to create a diversion. The real enemy to America is Agenda 21, which is the master plan for what's taking place in America today. And as they focus our attention on the Middle East, we're probably going to have a war over there sooner or later, but this is, again, a great diversion to justify ever more control over our lives. Well, you must understand Agenda 21 is the master plan for the 21st century. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the master, Agenda 21, the covert plan. And there's a syllabus that goes with that, which will give you their material. It's not what I say, it's what they say. And then we have two other talks by Michael Shaw on Agenda 21. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. One of the talks is called Agenda 21, the Wrenching Transformation of America. The other is called Agenda 21, the Master Plan. And they're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a 4-tape set on Agenda, or 4-CD set on Agenda 21. And this is being implemented in every county in America today. And you said, how could that be? Why doesn't somebody tell us? Well, we are telling you, and certainly you can go up to the internet and read about Agenda 21, the master plan for the 21st century. And as they focus our attention on Syria, where incidentally the forces that we have financed, we are financed the mercenaries. This is not a civil war. Oh, this is a war that we are waging using mercenaries, tens of thousands of mercenaries being paid for by the CIA and its dark funds and a black operation. But basically, of course, they've killed over 120,000 innocent civilians over there. With your tax dollars, we probably killed 50 to 100,000 in Libya. I don't know how many in Tunisia, but tens of thousands in Egypt. These are certainly all wars that we are inciting. But the average American doesn't understand this. You're being told, oh, Assad's over there killing his own people. Do you really believe that's true? I mean, the people we are financing are killing the Christians over in Syria. And Assad certainly was protecting the civilians over there. Assad was protecting the Christians. What's wrong with this picture? Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Oh, a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization or Judeo-Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who is a Jewish investigative reporter who has worked over in Israel for about 30 years, but because he was beginning to expose the corruption at the highest level of the Israeli government, why there were threats against his life, he was forced to come to the United States. We do enjoy having Barry with us. He has certainly a wide access to information from Israel. He has a number of people in Israel who regularly read his newsletters and the information he puts out. So without further ado, hi, Barry Shamish. What are we going to be talking about tonight?
Did you get my article today?
Yes, I did. Let's see. It was today or yesterday, but I did get a recent article from you.
It was today.
Okay, no, I didn't get that one then.
Oh, you must have. I called it my mouth is all swollen. I apologize. I called it Pope Goes the Weasel.
Well, be that as it may, you're going to have to tell us what was
in. Oh, my goodness. Well, it was sent to you, and if it got lost, I'll resend it tomorrow.
Well, but basically, I take my articles down first thing in the morning, and so basically it came after that, why I wouldn't have seen it. Go ahead.
Well, in spite of, I've had a terrible week health-wise, somehow I got the energy up to write an article, and I'm going to, I guess it'll be new to you. Look, it looks like the Pope is going to be arriving in Israel in May. This is because Netanyahu and his wife went to meet him on December 4th, less than 2 weeks ago. And, well, I'll read the quote. This is from Sarah Netanyahu, Benjamin's wife. Quote, the prime minister's wife repeated the invitation, quote, we're expecting you, we can't wait. Officials in the Vatican made a nod to the Pope's plans to visit the Holy Land, but no official announcement was made. According to the Israeli media, an advanced team from the Vatican is expected in the near future to prepare for Pope Francis's expected visit in May.
And I think it's important for our listeners to understand that the Vatican is a very, very powerful geopolitical force in the world today. They have vast, certainly, intelligence facilities. They have vast gold holdings. And they certainly have their agents planted in every nation in the world today. Theoretically, of course, to be spreading the gospel. But are they really spreading the gospel? Go right ahead.
Well, I can't wait till you open this article tomorrow. I'm kind of proud of it. Against circumstances and health circumstances, I wrote a good one. Let me continue with the quote. In April, the Pope reportedly accepted an invitation for a visit. Oh, I hear the music.
Go right ahead. I'll tell you when to cut off. Go right ahead.
For a visit to Israel extended by visiting President Shimon Peres. On Monday, Sarah Netanyahu, the prime minister's wife, repeated the invitation. Quote, we're expecting you. We can't wait. The Israeli media quoted her as telling the pontiff after the meeting. There, that's enough for that quote.
All right. Now, what is the significance of the fact that the Pope is going to Israel at this time?
Well, the significance is that Netanyahu was in Rome less than 2 weeks ago extending the invitation. His wife publicized that they're getting ready for a visit and it's going to be trouble.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
And then certainly the current Pope is really certainly has, I think, has swept into office. Many, many Catholics are totally dedicated to him. He seems like such a nice person. But certainly what Barry fears is that there is forces working behind the scenes that want to turn over a great deal of Jewish territory, Israeli territory, to the Vatican. In fact, they've already laid claim to a certain large segments of land there on Mount Zion, and that basically what we are being told through the regular means of communication are not true, and that certainly there are people working at the highest levels of the Israeli government who are traitors to Israel, and they are working very closely with the Vatican to transfer control of property in Jerusalem and much of it adjacent to the city itself, the old city, suddenly transferring property there to the Vatican. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, that's a good summation. I'll dive into it now. I wrote this article 16 years ago when I got the information, and I'm just going to quote the article. And this is when I was very idealistic and believed that the Israeli government was actually working for the Jews. Can you imagine believing that? All right. Look, the headline is, Did Shimon Peres Make a Deal with the Vatican? And then consider the evidence. All right, let's go through this.
Now, this is an article you wrote 16 years ago, so go ahead.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
It is. I reprinted it. Look, the timing was right. The Pope is coming to Israel in May. It's going to be a mess of concessions. It's going to be awful. And there's conspiring going on for this trip. But here's my article. Again, back then, I thought that you could move government and all this stuff. Stupid me. All right. Starts September 10th, 1993. Quote, just 3 days before the signing of the Declaration of Principles in Washington, that's the Oslo Accord, essentially, the Italian news magazine La Stampa reported that part of the peace deal was an unwritten understanding that the Vatican would receive political authority over the old city of Jerusalem by the end of the millennium. The newspaper reported that Shimon Peres had promised the Pope to hand over the holy sites of Jerusalem the previous May, and that Arafat had accepted the agreement. There's my first point. Second point, in March of 94, the Israeli news magazine Shishi published an interview with Marek Halter, a French intellectual and close friend of Shimon Peres. He said he delivered a letter from Peres to the Pope the previous May, within which Peres offered the Vatican hegemony over the old city of Jerusalem. The article detailed Peres' offer, which has essentially turned Jerusalem into an international city overseen by the Holy See. I can dive into this off the cuff, but I want to go to the next point. In March 95, the radio station Arut Sheva announced that it had seen a cable sent by the Israeli embassy in Rome to the foreign ministry in Jerusalem outlining the handover of the old city of Jerusalem to the Vatican. 2 days later, Haaretz, big left-wing newspaper, published the cable on its front page. The foreign ministry explained that the cable was genuine, but someone had whited out the word not, i.e., we will not transfer authority to the Vatican. Incredibly, numerous B'nai B'rak rabbis who had canceled Passover meetings with Peres over the issue of the cable accepted the explanation and re-invited him to their homes. That's the summation of the article. Now, what happened afterwards? It's uncanny, really. I'm going to go over this. And
well, Barry, let me ask you, is it true that they did white out the word not?
Of course not.
Okay, fine. So basically, they just used that to justify the fact that Perez was going to actually arrange to have the property transferred to the control of the Vatican, but they didn't want to antagonize the Jewish rabbis, so that they lied.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Come on. You could put a knot in a cable from any embassy in the world. We will not transfer Jerusalem to Denmark. I mean, it's ridiculous. The cable was genuine. It was reprinted in Haaretz. Israel saw it, and this crappy explanation was accepted by Orthodox rabbis, and shame on them. But what can you do? Shame on them. That's all I can say to that. Now, after this series of events, the foreign ministry's legal affairs spokesperson, her name was Esther Samalag, she publicly complained about, quote, various capitulations to the Vatican. She was immediately transferred to a post at the Israeli embassy in Kathmandu, Nepal. Hers was a good fake. Next came a member of Knesset, Avraham Shapira, who was really rich, owned a big factory firm. Well, he announced in the Knesset that he had information that all Vatican property in Jerusalem was to become tax exempt, and that large tracts of real estate on Mount Zion were to be given to the Pope in perpetuity. He went bankrupt. From the richest guy in the country, he was found guilty of all kinds of frauds, and he was bankrupted. But his was even a better fake than the deputy mayor of Jerusalem, Shmuel Meir, who announced that he had, quote, received information that properties promised to the Vatican would be granted extraterritorial status. He died in a most suspicious car accident, and that was his fake. Look, anyone who got too close to this story and who had too much power, they were busted. Now, Yossi Beilin organized the Vatican Accord, and he was forced to answer the accusations that Israel was going to hand over Jerusalem to the Pope. He admitted, quote, included in the Vatican agreement is the issue of papal properties in Israel, which will be resolved by a committee of experts that has already been formed. I added in my comment, if so, this committee has not released any proof of its existence. It gets worse, all right? We can interpret the Vatican's current position on Jerusalem from way back on June 14th of 1997. Now, this is going to be a little rough for you, and also my mouth is so swollen today, so forgive me if I trip. This is complicated. Now, just follow with me. I'm going to quote from my article. Vatican City, June 14th, 1997. This is from something called MSA News. Archbishop Renato Martino, Apostolic Nuncio, and Holy See Permanent Observer to the United Nations, spoke on June 9th on the status of Jerusalem at the New York headquarters. I don't know if you've ever heard of the Path to Peace Foundation. You ever heard of it?
No, I haven't, Barry.
To me neither. Well, that's where he spoke. Now, the Archbishop addressed members of this foundation as well as members. Here's one you've never heard of them as well. The Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem. Bet you never heard of that one.
No, I haven't, Barry. Go ahead.
Well, that's who he gave this speech to.
And who is giving this speech?
Archbishop Renato Martino.
All right, fine. So a Catholic bishop is giving this speech to this group.
Well, he's more than just a bishop. He's the UN. He is the permanent observer to the United Nations. Just to let you know, he's not just an archbishop. He's got a post. He began by summarizing the quote, "Oh, I hear the music."
Go right ahead, Barry. I'll tell you when to
choose. "The well-known and long-standing position of the Holy See with regard to Jerusalem." He stated that Jerusalem, quote, "For us, of course, along with the rest of the Holy Land, is that special link between earth and heaven, the place where God walked and ultimately died among men." That's how he starts it. It gets worse.
Okay, what else did he say?
Oh, well, that Jerusalem is the city of David and the prophets and known to Muhammad. Muhammad was never within 1,000 miles of the place, but according to him, it was known to Muhammad.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry is taking us certainly into the background of these negotiations that have been going on behind the scenes, pointing out that certainly Prime Minister Rabin of Israel had kept Peres out of the negotiations with the Vatican. And Peres didn't even find out about the secret negotiations Rabin was carrying out there until for some time. Of course, Rabin eventually, as we know, had a terrible, terrible situation develop, and he is certainly sort of a living vegetable today. But when you begin to...
Rabin is dead.
If Rabin is dead, who's the one who's the...
Souvan.
Okay. Or anyway, Chris.
Let's not mix them up.
Okay, fine.
Rabin was prime minister.
Right.
He was... Listen, Bush forced him to conduct the Oslo negotiations.
Okay.
That was in September. That was in Kennebunkport, Maine. In September of 92, he told Rabin, you're going to negotiate with the PLO and bring them back. And Rabin accepted it. Who knows why? All right, that one we don't know. But Rabin started Oslo thanks to Bush. And then Clinton carried on this fiasco. It carries on to this day. It'll never end until Israel goes. But neither here nor there, Rabin didn't want Peres in on these peace negotiations. He kept Peres out. Peres found out about them in March of 93. And initially, he didn't take them seriously. Within a month, he did, and he reacted by bringing in the Vatican. That's what Peres did. That's why this letter from Marek Halter, the French intellectual, to the Pope from Peres. That's this whole story of what happened in March of 94 when Marek Halter told the news magazine Shishi he took a letter from Shimon Peres in May of 93 to the Pope offering Jerusalem to the Vatican. That's how it got out. It also was an Italian magazine called The Stampa. Without diving into it, I've gone over this, and I don't know. If you archive me, you have to go back. Or you find my article and you read it. It's over the internet right now. The point of the matter is that Peres was left out of Oslo. He retaliated by bringing the Vatican into the peace accord. The Oslo Accord and the Vatican Accord were both signed November, December 93. Both of them. Within 2 weeks of each other, they were the same agreement. I hope that's clear to you.
It is. Go right ahead.
Look, what you have is an agreement that essentially, Jerusalem got an internationally guaranteed special status. That's what Pope John Paul II wanted. That's what Shimon Peres has been pushing for. This is what the Vatican wants. They want Jerusalem stripped from Israel, made international, which means, of course, somehow they're going to take it over. I'm not sure how it's going to work, but they're going to get this city. That's what they're aiming for.
But, of course, the Jewish people would be up in arms, wouldn't they?
No, they wouldn't. The Jewish people will march to their death. And I say that seriously. No, they won't. This is, look, you have this supranational entity which will oversee the international city of Jerusalem, just as Shimon Peres promised. That's what he said. That's what he's been pushing for ever since, is to get the Vatican Jerusalem. Simple as that. This is what this article I wrote about is about. Look, today I'm not the idealist I was 16 years ago when I wrote the article.
Go ahead.
Today I know that Israel will not do right by its people. I've accepted that.
But that's not Israel. That's the leaders of Israel will not do right by their people.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah.
Go ahead.
I know that. The Pope is coming in May. Right now he's conniving a long list of nefarious demands, and the Israeli government is preparing to be so moved by the pageantry of the moment that it will concede to all of them. There, I summarize today's article.
All right, fine. We're going to be back in just a moment with Barry Sammons, but there are powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes that are going to change the entire structure of the Middle East.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Stan, our guest is Barry Samuelson. He's going to get into the Kennedy murder, not that John Sr., but John Jr.'s murder, because, of course, it's a powerful forces there. And so go ahead and give the background. Now, who is this Jewish gentleman that has something to do with the murder of John Fitzgerald Jr.?
Well, he doesn't have anything to do with the murder of JFK Jr. He was jailed for 16 years as a co-conspirator in the murder of Yitzhak Rabin. That's Chagai Amir. His brother, Yigal Amir, will never get out of jail, but he's been given a wife, he's been given a kid, and he's been, for keeping his mouth shut, he's been given privileges that people on death row don't get. It's a very, very ugly, filthy case. But Chagai Amir, under pressure, okay, opened his mouth. He got out of prison after 16 years, and he opened his mouth just last month. He admitted that he murdered Rabin. This he told journalist Ori Golan of the Sydney Morning Herald, and he doesn't have any regrets.
Now, did he actually murder, or was he just part of the plot?
He wasn't anything.
All right, fine.
I mean, look, I'll get into that very shortly. Look, he told Golan he was surprised how easy the assassination was. Here's a quote. I mean, the Shin Bet works, and Shin Bet is internal security. I mean, the Shin Bet works and trains for exactly this sort of scenario, he said. No kidding. The ease with which his brother, Yigal Amir, killed Rabin at close range is, quote, the reason for all the conspiracy theories, he suggested, which, by the way, is not off the wall. But it defies his mother. His mother is Gyula Amir. She was the primary snitch to JFK Jr., who ran a magazine in the late 90s called George. It was in George that JFK Jr., he sponsored. He didn't write it. He sponsored a 13-page expose of the Rabin assassination. And Gyula Amir... here's a quote. She believes Yigal Amir was set up to take the blame for Rabin's death, but did not actually kill him. There, that's the quote. Chagai rejected that argument. He shot him, he stated. In other words, it's a slap in the face of his mother. It's sealing the fate of his brother. And you can be sure he was under pressure. And who knows what went on behind the scenes. But this quote came out. And now you can't ignore that this was the 50th anniversary of the assassination of JFK. But, and everyone, well, I wouldn't say celebrated it. That's not the right, commemorated it. The fact is his son was assassinated. And nobody mentions it. Really, no one. JFK Jr. On July 16th of 99, his plane was exploded in midair. That's what happened. I'll read you my reportage of that incident. At 9:20 p.m., July 16th, 1999, John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. radioed the tower at an airport near Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, announcing he was preparing to land. Seconds later, his plane exploded in midair, and this was witnessed by several witnesses, including a local newspaper reporter and an attorney. On board were his wife, Carolyn Bessette, and her sister, Lauren. Lauren's luggage was recovered miles from the crash site, an event that can only be explained by a mid-air collision. For reasons that would later become clear, search for the missing plane was delayed for 15 hours when President William Clinton sent out the equivalent of the Sixth Fleet to find the wreckage, hide it, and the bodies from the Snoopy media. And though JFK Jr. was never in the Navy, and though his families did not consent, he cremated the corpses or evidence and threw the ashes into the water in a quickly planned, elaborate naval funeral at sea. Behind the scenes, a hokey cover story was concocted. The weather, which was perfect, became stormy. JFK Jr. had a gimpy leg. Reports by the FAA and FBI both concluding foul play was involved there. They were simply buried. They were never seen again. And most suspicious of all, the arrival of Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak to Clinton's court the day before the assassination, I'll call it an assassination, was given some sort of alternative explanation. In fact, JFK Jr.'s profound effect on Israel was never mentioned, but it was huge. In the March 97 issue of his magazine, George, JFK Jr. became the only publisher of a major American publication to expose the conspiracy to murder Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. His 13-page expose shook the Israeli establishment to its foundations. I do a little quote right here. This is from the Jewish Web Network News Service in April of 97. Israeli Prime Minister Rabin's widow charged Tuesday to John Kennedy Jr.'s magazine crossed, quote, the red line by publishing an article by the mother of her husband's assassin. How, of all people, could he do such a thing? Mrs. Kennedy asked of the son of Mrs. Rabin, that's a mistake. Mrs. Rabin asked of the son of President Kennedy, who was assassinated in 1963, quote, perhaps he needed a sensational story to sell his paper. I would expect that he would take a higher moral stand. Oh, my goodness gracious. The article claimed, JFK Jr.'s article, George Magazine's article, claimed that Amir was goaded to shoot Rabin by an undercover agent for the internal security, the Shin Bet. And it thought it would be done with a doctored gun. The security force let the attack happen so they could take credit for saving the prime minister. That's about 50% right. But it's at least closer to what they tried to sell us. JFK Jr. was about to publish the final truth of Rabin's murder. This is what was going on. He had met the deputy head of the Mossad, Amiram Levin, 2 days before he died and got the details of Rabin's murder. And he was going to finally expose this thing once and for all. Look, he losing his father didn't go to waste. And me talking about him right now with great reverence, okay. And from my point of view, he was about to expose the truth, and he died, and so did his wife and his sister-in-law. They died because he was going to expose the Rabin truth. Now, after JFK Jr. Was murdered, let's just say it, I found an article in Mariv Hebrew newspaper from JFK Jr.'s driver, Yoel Katzavman. Here is the article. He could barely walk. How did he fly? Yoel Katzavman drove John Kennedy Jr. before the plane broke up. He was a quiet and humble client. How could he have flown that limousine with a broken leg? It was really suicidal, said Yoel Katzavman, 38, a limousine driver born in Hakiriot, who drove the Kennedy couple many times. Katzavman arrived in the United States 3 years before, was employed by the Empire Limousine Service, and he was John Kennedy Jr. and Carolyn Kennedy's driver. He took him to the airport. He could have planted whatever he wanted to in their luggage. All right, let me write what I wrote.
And basically, what you're saying, he could have planted whatever he wanted to in their luggage, and it could have been a bomb, which in your contention is the plane exploded in midair. It was seen by a number of people. Is that right?
That's certainly right. Certainly right. I'll go on. Here's what I wrote way back then. The day it happened, JFK Jr. was doing more than any other American media figure to get to the bottom of the Rabin assassination truth. I reminded readers that his magazine, George, ran a 13-page expose of the Shabak's involvement in the assassination. I suggested this was a brave but risky stand. Then came the tidal wave of data. The FBI preliminary report confirming the bomb on the plane and noting the type of explosive was used by certain foreign intelligence services. This was followed by Catherine Cryer of Fox TV's The Cryer Report, announcing that JFK Jr. was about to meet high-ranking Mossad officers to get the full story on the Rabin assassination. Then the German newspaper Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung reporting that Kennedy had met with Deputy Chief of the Mossad, Amiram Levine, to get the full story of the Rabin assassination 2 days before his plane went down. And then we find out from Mariv that the lawyer who drove him to the airport was an Israeli and that Ehud Barak flew to Washington, coincidentally, on Kennedy's final day of life. There, that's my summation. Now, what I included in my article was attribution from an old ally of mine, many, many years, that's Joel Skousen. Here is a quote from Joel. It's JFK Jr. assassination. This is Joel writing now. Evidence continues to mount that JFK Jr. and passengers were killed by an altitude-triggered bomb planted in the tail section of a plane. Here is the evidence. Kennedy's sister-in-law, Lauren Bessette's suitcase, was found miles out in the ocean away from the crash site. Lawyer Victor Pribanek was on the shore fishing and heard the explosion from the same location and time where the plane went down. The wreckage of the plane was recovered under national security conditions and no reporters were allowed to see or photograph it. The wreckage was loaded onto sealed containers and taken away. The FAA report indicated the recovered engine was fully functional. The presumed bad weather that caused Kennedy to spiral into the water was some 8 miles away from the crash site. So the report of bad weather was part of the cover-up, and so on and so forth. That is from Joel Skousen verifying my research. Now, something else happened strangely when I wrote this. The reporter who sent me this so many years ago, well, she wrote me back and said, glad to see you quoted me. I stick by it. She was living in the Terrible, Massachusetts. She heard about the reporter from the Vineyard Gazette, who had seen the plane explode, to have seen a flash on the plane and then the plane going out of control. Her quote, he was quoted widely on the internet saying this: having been a reporter and having seen many other events go down, I decided to call the reporter in question. Somehow I reached him. He repeated his story. Next day, the article disappeared from the internet, and no more internet report was made on the news of the explosion from the eyewitness reporter. Next, I noticed the disappearance of the article and called the reporter back. All of a sudden, he no longer existed. I couldn't find him no matter what I did, despite having spoken to him hours before. Now, when this woman wrote me back, I said, come, I have a little radio show that I do on Tuesday evenings on First Amendment Radio. And I said, come on this show and tell that story. She wrote me back and said, we have to disguise my voice. Now, frankly, I don't know how to disguise a voice. What do you do, put a handkerchief over the receiver? I don't know how to do that. And I said, I can't arrange a thing like that. And then she suddenly got very cold feet, extremely cold. Then she backed out. She was really scared. What can I tell
you? How do you blame her? I mean, basically, Barry, you and I both know these are people who play for keeps, and they kill people on a regular basis. I've talked to government assassins. I have a 4-CD set called Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview two of the government assassins. My knowledge, they're both dead today.
Yeah, well, frankly, between us, I shouldn't be alive. I shouldn't be alive. What has happened to my health has been horrendous. But I'm still alive and I'm still talking to you.
And I'm glad that you are. Our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. Barry, one more time, how can people get to your website?
Go to BarryShamish.com.
Okay, BarryShamish.com, and you can get his material there, get his books, and just go to Lulu, get his books. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927.
So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We do hope you enjoy the conversations with Barry Shamish. He always has very, very interesting information. I think his information is very accurate. He is having to stay in America because of the threats against his life. If you'd like to know, I'd certainly determine whether there really are government assassins that go around killing people. We have a 4-CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins. It contains an interview with Colonel Marvin, who is subsequently dead, with another gentleman, certainly who I have every reason to believe is dead. They were both trained by the CIA to kill people. And then, of course, there's a one-hour interviews with a gentleman who wrote a book about the murder of General George Patton. Yes, General George Patton was murdered. And basically, of course, this gentleman had tracked down the man who was paid to kill General George Patton. And so this is the 4-CD set, Deadly Assassins. We think it's well worthwhile. You must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're dealing with organized evil. And when you understand that, so much what's going on makes sense. There really are secret societies. We have a 4-CD set on the secret government, where you'll hear an interview with Professor Quigley, who is Bill Clinton's mentor. Or you'll hear, certainly, and then, of course, you need to get our 4-CD set on secret societies. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, basically, of course, we have my talks on Population Control, The Secret Agenda. That's a DVD. And certainly on Agenda 21, The Secret Plan. And there's a syllabus that goes with that. I should say it's a covert plan. But they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And the funds come from that are used to finance the radio programs, such as the one you're listening to tonight, where, of course, all across America, people are listening to this program. This is being heard tonight on suddenly at about 11 or 12 stations. But it's an expensive proposition. So if you're in a position to help us, I would appreciate hearing from you. We do a program in the afternoon. The second hour certainly is heard by probably 15 to 18 different stations and outlets. And basically, when you join the Radio Liberty family of support, you become part of our support mechanism that allows us to continue doing what we're doing. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can also help us by buying the books and CD sets and DVDs we offer. You can also help us by buying the health products we carry. A line of health products, many of them Barbara and I both take. Most people are deficient in magnesium, and certainly you should be taking a magnesium supplement. It's amazing what one tablet of magnesium can do as far as the function of your bodily functions. Most people are deficient in iodine, so we carry a product called Iodorol. Most people are deficient in vitamin D3, but we carry all sorts of vitamins and minerals and flavonoids and curcumin. And give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a list of our health products, if you'd like to get us a catalog, we'd be glad to send you one free of charge. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to certainly tell others about our program, encourage them to listen. They must understand that our secret societies operating in America today, but behind them are powerful supernatural forces. And there really is another dimension out there. And you must understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for my ministry, Faith and Liberty, our provision and protection. And so until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
A land that's free. Let us all be grateful. From the night.